This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Ashok Wahi, Chief Inventor and CEO of TrueTech Corp, an R&D and product development company. He's also the co-inventor of NasalGuard Airborne Particle Blocker. And Mr. Wahi, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's nice to be with you and your listeners.
Yeah, nice to have you with us. Really appreciate your time. I know you stay busy. So for starters here today, tell us about the product NasalGuard and how it actually blocks airborne pollutants, and particles from entering the nasal passages. Let's start there.
A great question to begin with, Eric, that first of all, NasalGuard is a gel product which is applied around the nostrils and above the upper lip. And it's a magnet-like property or mechanism of action. It's magnetic towards airborne particles such as dust, mold, and air pollution, which is the topic of these days in America because of Canadian fires. And it has an affinity to catch those particles before they are inhaled in through the nostrils. So it's a safe drug-free gel that is has a magnet-like quality in it to grab airborne particles from air before you breathe them in.
Absolutely brilliant on this invention. I must point that out. Now, tell me, why is a product like NasalGuard helpful during times such as we've had experiences with the Canadian wildfires of late and other incidences that cause air problems?
It's a current topic, even though many parts of the world, especially on the West Coast in California area, are familiar with this situation, but in the Northeast and Midwest and even right up to the Carolinas, we experienced this first time because of the huge fires in Canada, North Canada and upper Northeast of United States. It's important that the soot or the ash that burns rises up, and it's a very, very fine particle that you can't visualize. It's not like smoke actually, but it becomes a haze when it's very dense. And that particle, and your audience may have heard it, that is PM2.5, which is a fine particulate matter. 2.5 indicates it's a pollution particle, 2.5 microns in diameter, or smaller particles which go deep inside your lung and at times directly in the bloodstream. The lung, our lungs are not geared to or designed to or capable of processing this type of dust, fine dust, so they become a health hazard. So having said that the ash or the products of combustion or products of fire become airborne, and they travel high up in the sky and drop down where the air density is because of summer weather is low, and they become part of the inhaling atmosphere, just like we are experiencing in New York and Washington, D.C. and Carolinas and other parts of the Midwest as well.
Yeah, thanks for that report. So true, and thanks for pointing that out as well. NasalGuard also protects people from airborne allergens, virus-sized particles that can cause colds. So it can be used for many purposes. Tell us about those that should be pointed out and brought to attention to the listener.
Right. Anywhere you have pollutants that cause allergies to people, like hay fever is a common allergy, but there are other types of allergies too, from pet dander and hair, which is an indoor allergen. The term allergen is becoming more and more common in use these days because allergens are the trigger point for or trigger particles for allergies. And allergies such as from indoor pollutants like mold and mildew or dust mites inside the house, and outdoor allergens like pollution particles such as we are experiencing today, And you may have heard of dust storms in Middle East and in places like Delhi and Mumbai and Beijing and Shanghai. There's all over because of the industrial stacks. There's a lot of particles with the smoke fumes coming out, which are allergy causing. One of the bigger allergies in those countries is the diesel fumes, diesel exhaust, because that only, not only because of the small particles, also because of the nature of the particles. It's very hazardous to health. So having said that, for example, if you're traveling by air, you are in a confined and crowded environment with air breathing with a very limited recirculated air coming in, and so many people crowded, and theaters and train stations and transportation hubs, subways, where places are crowded, the air quality is compromised quite a bit. Similarly, people who are pet friendly, who have pets at home, and their visitors suffer from pet allergies. That's how the idea came to me about 25 plus years ago. My daughter used to suffer from cat allergies, which is very common. And I had to create something very simple, non-drug, safe and efficacious for her that she could apply during her middle school and high school and not suffer from allergies. So not only it's smoke such as this, but aeroplane air rides or flights and other places, indoor allergens like pet dander, mold, mildew, dust coming from HVAC or heating ventilation system. In addition to virus-sized particles, particles that are as small as viruses, meaning that which are 1 to 7 microns and smaller. Even they are captured. Some microscopic dust also is captured by this unique gel. So I hope I'm answering your question at a broader level, that it's not only the current smoke that we are experiencing. We have many users who are using in conditions such as I just explained. And they tell others also that it's a non-drug. You could use it with any other medication, but it becomes your nasal guard, becomes your first line of defense in a contaminated or polluted air or allergen-laden air itself.
Really some great information shared so far. You've covered it very well, and I can certainly say that. Today we're speaking with Mr. Ashok Wahi, Chief Inventor and CEO of TrueTech Corp, an R&D and product development company and co-inventor of Nasal Guard Airborne Particle Blocker here on eHealth Radio's Allergy and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, how do you apply Nasal Guard, and how many products actually do you carry as well?
Interesting question. I won't take more than 30 seconds to describe because it's so simply easy to apply. You take a smallest drop you can extract out of the tube on your, index finger, and rub it across, dab it along the thumb, and go around the nostrils on the outside and above the upper lip as if you're covering your nostrils passageway, and you're done. You don't have to wash your fingers even, because it's a substantially water-based product, but reapply for sweat or long usage or wiping your nose or something, it goes away. But one application lasts from 4 to 6 hours. It's as simple as that. That's the gel product. Based on consumer demands, we have a product which is in the spray form, which is called Fine Mist Nasal Spray. Many people don't want to apply anything outside their nose, even though the gel is safe for being applied over or under cosmetics for women, that they don't have to worry about it will not react or interact with cosmetic products. But Nasal Guard has a spray also called Fine Mist Nasal Spray, and that can be utilized inside the nostrils. That is considered very viable for people who are used to sprays, nasal sprays. In addition to that, we have a product called Nasal Guard Antiseptic Topical Gel. That is a monograph drug approved by the, cleared by the US FDA. It inactivates or kills 99.9% of the germs and bacteria to be inhaled, that will be inhaled in. And that's a recent launch by us. And the last but not the least, many people, as you notice yourself, Mike, Eric, that they're using masks till now at this time. And we have a nasal guard mask spray, which basically gives life to a mask again, for makes it fresh. It increases its filtration and disinfectants, and they can utilize it. And there are a couple of other products coming up as we go along, but I gave you the whole product line as it exists today with Nasal Guard.
Now, here's a question I'm sure one of the listeners may have. Is Nasal Guard safe for everyone to use?
The answer is firm yes, yes, and yes. For all family members, for women, in fact, one of our family members is an expecting mother, and she's currently using it as and when she needs it. Women who are nursing, they are safe. Even very young kids can apply after they learn how to apply, or if they're still young, they, one of their parents can apply it and it's safe. Just imagine, the story behind the invention is that I spent more than 80% of the time in making it safe because my daughter was the first user. Very little did I know that the product will be created for the rest of the world also. And it's we have no reports of any adverse reaction anywhere from the world after selling quite a bit quantity, closer to 18 million units worldwide in the past 15 years. It's safe for everyone. I answered your question, and I'll wait for the next question that you have, Eric.
Mr. Wahi, again, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. And one last question for you as we conclude. Any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything that you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
I definitely like to one that all I urge people is that you could be taking OTC products, which are drug products. You may be taking prescription drugs. You may be on allergy shots. You may be scared about listening to the all the reports. Not that we do not have to pay attention to the hazard warnings. We're getting the air quality index is being announced almost daily, or sometimes hourly even. The count means that what is the air quality index below 100, we are very customary to. Above 100, it starts becoming a hazard. Between 100 to 200 and 300, it's a hazard for people who have underlying conditions, who are elderly, who have asthma and allergies to begin with. They have to worry about it, but between 300 and 500 is health hazard for everyone. They have to take precautions, and this is the first line of defense they can try. They can let other people know about it, family members, friends. And for convenience of your listeners, Eric, we have two sizes in every product of gel products. One comes in 3 gram, which is a smaller product at somewhat lower cost. They can try the product, but we urge eventually, for value reasons, they move on to the 10-gram product. There are a lot of frequent users of the product who have been using for 4, 5, 6 years already. I think our company now offers through Amazon's subscribe and save participation also. These are the kind of suggestions I have. Just try it and discover it for yourself, that how safe and how efficacious the product is. And you'll feel the effects very quickly as you start to apply, even though it may take 4 or 5 days to take its full hold, but there'll be some immediate relief right away.
Well, Mr. Wahi, we want to thank you again for joining us here today and for all the information and insight shared. Folks, for more details, visit nasalguard.com. Mr. Wahi, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, your interest in our product is very well appreciated and taken. Thank you for that. In addition to nasalguard.com, folks are familiar with amazon.com also. We are there as well. And Eric, again, to your listeners, thanks a lot for listening and having me on your show. So long, Eric.
Yes, and so long, and look forward to another conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Ashok Wahi, the chief inventor and CEO of TrueTech Corp., an R&D and product development company and co-inventor of NasalGuard Airborne Particle Blocker. And again, for all the details, visit nasalguard.com. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.